All right, here we go. World famous Phil Henry Show. Here we go. What happened here? Here we go. World famous Phil Henry Show. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Something get knocked down here? Looks like something got knocked down. All right. Hello. Welcome to our pre-show for today. The 8th of September, 2020. This is day, I don't know how many day it is without the light bulb. Susie's going to be here this week. She's going to pick up the light bulb for me. We're going to be just fine. I'm going to be in Florida on the 10th, which is Thursday. We have a very interesting challenge in front of us as to being able to do Facebook, to do a BSP chat on Friday night. Facebook Live is not available to me because of my horrific posting of that terrible, terrible, terrible photograph of the Screaming Eagles 101st Airborne holding a Nazi flag after defeating the Germans in this battle for the command post there on Utah Beach. God knows why that was taken down, because they considered it to be Nazi propaganda. I don't know. Maybe it was too pro-American. That was probably it. Anyway, Facebook didn't like it. So in the process, they eliminated my ability to go live for 90 days and my ability to advertise for 90 days. I was taken off of the ability to post. They probably, you know, they're not a very they're not a very moral bunch of people. They're very suspect in what they do. I don't know if they've got a problem with my opinions about their favorite motherfucking President Trump. I don't know what their goddamn problem is, but be that as it may, we may have a problem doing a Facebook, doing a BSP chat on Friday night. We'll see. I don't know if I'm going to have to record a video and just, you know, do it one-sided and you guys can have a watch party. I don't know what the fuck we'll do, you know. I could do Periscope. I could actually do Periscope and direct you guys over to one of my, to my Twitter account at Phil Henry Show. We'll just have to wait and see. We will have to wait and see. I don't think there's any chatting available on Periscope. How do I change my Periscope setting so that Twitter? If I go over here and I go to Phil Henry Show, because I'm not using the other account these days. I just don't feel like being on that account. So if I go over here, settings, accessibility. Video autoplay. This is very interesting. Data usage, display and sound, about Twitter, notifications, content preferences. I don't fucking know. Explore settings. Recommendations. Muted, blocked accounts. What does it have where you account. I don't know. Your Twitter data. Oh, shit. Get out of here. Notifications. So I could go to Periscope. They had a thing on Periscope where you could decide where you wanted to essentially, you know, where you wanted your videos to be shared to. Settings, connected accounts. Here we go. Twitter. Primary. Facebook's not going to allow me to post there. Let me change this. Primary account. You use this account to sign up for Periscope. You can't disconnect it. Got it. Okay. Gotcha. Connect Google. Connect phone number. Connect Apple. Are you sure? You won't be able to post directly to Facebook or see friend suggestions in the app. Well, that's not the goddamn Facebook that I want to use. And I don't want to, I can't use a different Twitter account. Connect with Google. Google.com, no, cancel. Phone number. I think I'm stuck with Real Phil Hendry, which is my main Twitter account. And I said I was going to be off of Twitter until, off of Real Phil Hendry until November the 4th. I think the only thing I can do, I can't go live. I'm fucked. I'm fucked. All right. Let's just do our thing here tonight. I'm going to go over. I'll figure this shit out. I'm going to go over here now to a show that I'm going to. We're going to encore a show from September the 6th, 2014. This is a show that, if I'm not mistaken, came up as a memory for today, September 7th. Let me see. On Facebook, and it looked really funny, and there was a lot of really great commentary about it. So I thought, well, fuck it. It was a BSP-only show that we will roll for you today as a kind of a, you know, classic extra, if you will. Let me see. All right, so log in. Oh, we're already logged in. Groovy. Archive 2014. And it was the very, it was a first time that Beans Halberstam or Halberstall or Halberstam, like nine to, the total history of Beans Halberstam is given in this show and what her parents' real names are and where she's really from. And I discovered not 3 months before the show was the actual birth of Elcott, the next step. And my voice, the Elcott was completely different at the beginning. He settled into his real Elcott voice toward the end. Anyway, and it was in Wampaw, which was also Waukegan, which was also Waukesha. It had nine different fucking names to this town that the Elcott, the next step, was located in. So here is September the 6th. Ed Elcott faces his toughest test yet as he interviews the elemental Elevate daughter of two near overlords. Check this shit out, man. So that'll be good. Handed her the keys to a new dry jam. When she took it, I took it back. You should have asked for a being that mediocre bad bitches. I don't want no mediocre. Who don't want no mediocre? I don't want no mediocre. No bad bitches only. Ain't no mediocre. Who don't want no mediocre? Come on,
you hold a very elevated station, so I do need an app female. Well,
this is like a totally not a fucking
this apricot preserve in
the fuck? Okay, there it is. So there was no pre-show for this show. This was a BSP only Saturday show from the 6th of September 2014. And I will hit that download right now. There it is. Boom. There we go. Groovy. So let's see how this thing got rave reviews. It was a memory here on the Facebook page. You know how they always have this 6 years ago today or whatever. Well, this is the 6th, yeah. So it was a memory from yesterday. Yesterday was Sunday, right? Yeah, yesterday was Sunday the 6th. This was the Saturday the 6th of 2014. All right, so that's the extent of our pre-show today. But yeah, that is my challenge, and that will be our ongoing challenge of trying to do a BSP chat from BSP chat from Florida. God damn it. I don't know, man. Let me see. I've got tuna in the oven. I'm actually baking a tuna steak. That's kind of how things roll these days for Phil Hendry, you know, baking a tuna steak. Let me see, 9 minutes. Okay. Because I'm on this hypertension diet. You know, I got to eat fucking fish. Eat fish, no sodium, you know, get your shit together, Phil. That's where it's at. That's what you got to do, baby. All right, so. Let's begin.